Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. I hope you guys had a great Wednesday of action on the diamond. I'm here to recap the news, notes, and more and get you ready for Thursday's, you know, kind of 9-game, 10-game small slate that's scattered throughout the entire day. So some fun stuff to come. But let's get caught up on the news and notes from the day. Jack Flaherty was scratched from his start on Wednesday. Dean Kramer made the start for the Orioles. Flaherty says he did not bounce back the way he liked after his last start. That's all they gave us. He was asked multiple times by the beat reporters, and that's all he'd say. He didn't like how he bounced back. So we don't know what that all entails and when he'll return to the rotation. So keep an eye on that with the Baltimore Orioles. Tim Anderson, he returned from a suspension on Wednesday. Edgar Navarro and Sammy Peralta were also recalled from AAA for the White Sox, and they sent Zach Remillard to AAA and DFA'd Brent Honeywell. Tim Anderson recorded a stolen base on his return. The Baltimore Orioles were also busy sending Mike Bauman to AAA, reinstating Austin Voth from the 60-day IL. They transferred Keegan Aiken to the 15-day IL to the 60-day IL. And John Means continues his attempt to return to the bigs. He'll make another rehab start on Friday. Paul DeJong, he joined the Giants on Wednesday, and they DFA'd Johan Camargo to make room on the roster for DeJong. And DeJong proceeded to home run in his first game with the Giants. The A's, they called up Sean Newcomb, who they just traded for from the San Francisco Giants, and sent Hogan Harris back to AAA. To me, maybe a lateral move. The Marlins, they activated Tommy Nance from the IL and called up Garrett Hampson while placing Avisail Garcia on the IL with a hamstring injury, and they sent Ryan Weathers back to AAA. Bryce Harper, he's experiencing back tightness that will only allow him to DH, not play the field right now. Didn't matter. He had a three-run homer on Wednesday. The Phillies are hoping to have him back on the field on Friday after their day off on Thursday. Hunter Green, he'll get an extra day off of rest coming up here instead of pitching Friday in Arizona. Hunter Green will now start Saturday in Arizona. Mike Trout did not play in either game of the doubleheader on Wednesday as he's still a little sore after his first game back off the IL. Michael Kopech, he left Wednesday's game with leg cramps, something to monitor there if you are a rostering Michael Kopech. Shohei Ohtani, he left game one where he started the game, his start, with arm fatigue after an inning and a third pitched, stayed in the game to hit, and then he DH'd in game two, so hitting's fine. Pitching still a conundrum with Shohei Ohtani. The Mets, they called up Sean Reed Foley for his first action since Tommy John surgery on May 2022, I should say. O'Neill Cruz, many people have been stashing O'Neill Cruz in recent weeks as a hope to come back in September. Those hopes might have been shattered on Wednesday as O'Neill Cruz stopped his running progression due to left foot general soreness. The Tigers, they optioned Spencer Turnbull back to AAA. So that is an interesting one. I honestly didn't realize Turnbull was up on the team. He must have been pitching out of the bullpen. This one stinks. Stone Garrett, we've talked about him on hitting highlights of late, playing really good ball. He was carted off the field after suffering a major leg injury as he collided into the right field fence after trying to make a catch on a fly ball. It looks nasty. Hope the best for the kid. And, yeah, it's not good. It looked nasty. If you see the videos, not good for Stone Garrett. Last but not least, Kenley Jansen, he left Wednesday's game with right hamstring tightness. More to come on how that save situation went in Boston. But the veteran who's been pitching pretty well this season for the Boston Red Sox did not look good. He was very uncomfortable as he left the mound on Wednesday. Underdog Fantasy. You want to make some money making picks on MLB games? Then you have to try Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. In Underdog's Pick'em game, you just pick your favorite baseball players and predict whether they'll go higher or lower on stats like strikeouts, hits, and more. Pick 2 to 5 players and get all your picks right, and you can go up to 20 times your money in a single night. Be sure to sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, PITCHERLIST, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. So you have some bonus cash to start playing with. I'm not overly thrilled with the early lines on for Thursday, but a few that stand out to me. Aaron Judge, he hit two home runs on Wednesday. I like the over 1.5 total bases as the Yankees take on Patrick Corbin. So that should be a fun one for Judge. Randy Rosarena over 8.5 fantasy points versus Lambert of Colorado. Rosarena's been starting to heat up again. And then Ken Waldichuk, who I like a lot as a streaming option on Thursday, over 5 strikeouts versus Chicago White Sox, a team striking out nearly 29% of the time versus left-handed pitching over the last month. Again, that's Underdog Fantasy, underdogfantasy.com or Underdog Fantasy in the App Store. Sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, all one word, and get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Friendly reminder, you must be at least 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. 19 or over in Alabama and Nebraska, 21 and over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Terms do apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. And in Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789. Some hitting highlights from Wednesday. Anthony Santander, 2-for-4 with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 2 RBIs. He hit one that was about 4 inches off the plate. Alex Fast tweeted out a picture and discussed it. Just ridiculous. Manny Santander, who's quietly doing it again, had a productive season last year. So far now hitting 250 on the year with 23 home runs. He's a late-round pick year in and year out, and it's been pretty, pretty nice. Kerry Carpenter, he went 1-for-4 with a grand slam on Wednesday. He continues to mash. Since August 1st, Carpenter's hitting 368 with 9 home runs, 19 runs scored, and 19 RBIs. You match Carpenter with Torkelson, get some help from the other guys. He just called up Parker Meadows. Colt Keith might be coming up soon. The Tigers have a bright future ahead of them, and Carpenter's one of the big pieces to that puzzle. Josh Rojas apparently has needed a new place to play. We talked about him a couple days ago. Rojas went 3-for-4 on Wednesday with a run scored, an RBI, a walk, and a stolen base. He's been hitting towards the bottom of the order, taking Colton Wong's spot on the Mariners roster and playing second base pretty much every day. Since August 1st, since he joined the Mariners, Rojas is hitting 294 with 2 doubles, 2 home runs, 13 runs scored, 8 RBIs, and 2 stolen bases. Definitely deep league viable with a little bit of 12-team middle infield fun as well from Josh Rojas. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. So starting pitching highlights from Wednesday, Cole Reagan's at it again, folks. 6 shutout innings, 2 hits, no walks, 11 strikeouts versus the Oakland Athletics. Reagan's had 18 whiffs and a 30% CSW. Since he joined the rotation after the All-Star break, Reagan's has made 6 starts. He's thrown 34 2/3 innings, allowing 8 earned runs and striking out 47. The dude has been ridiculous, and Nick Pollock and company have been on him from the get-go. I know I picked him up after his first start. It's been great, and I'll ride it till the wheels fall off, which could be any time, but I will let it happen. Seth Lugo, another nice start here. 6 shutout innings for Lugo, 3 hits, 1 walk, and only 4 strikeouts. Usually expect a little more from Lugo, but not bad versus the Marlins because the Marlins just don't strike out a ton. Big pitch-to-contact team. Lugo had 9 whiffs and a 28% CSW. Over Lugo's last 7 starts, he's thrown 40 1/3 innings, 16 earned runs, and 43 strikeouts. He gave up, I believe, 7 runs in one of those starts. So if you do 6 runs or 6 starts, he's given up 9 runs in the rest of them, which will go with 6 of those 7 starts, 2 earned runs or less in each start for Seth Lugo. Has been very, very serviceable in the streaming department. Dean Kramer, like I said earlier, made the start for Jack Flaherty, and he did not disappoint versus Toronto Blue Jays. Kramer, 6 shutout innings, 5 hits, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. Very good stuff there from Kramer. 10 whiffs and a 23% CSW. Over Kramer's last 6 starts, he's thrown 35 1/3 innings, 11 earned runs, and 28 strikeouts. All 6 starts for Kramer, he's allowed 3 earned runs or less, and 4 of those starts were quality starts, as he's been very, very effective in that Baltimore rotation where most people talk about the amazing season Kyle Bradish is having, Grayson Rodriguez. Gibson shows up once in a while. Tyler Wells was good before he hit the wall and went to the minors. Kramer has been very, very effective as well. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock. Read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Wednesday. Ryan Walker of the Giants picked up his first save of the season as he pitched the 10th inning and got the save as Camilo Duvall came into the 9th and blew his 4th straight save. 2 in back-to-back nights, but 4 straight blown saves for Duvall. His pitch mix has changed tremendously, barely using the slider at all. Really curious what's going on with Camilo Duvall, who was one of the best closers in baseball, still probably is, but he's also now has, I think I saw a stat, he's second in blown saves now in baseball. Some other saves from Wednesday, JJ Romero picked up his third save of the year for the St. Louis Cardinals. Adbert Alzolay continues to get it done, his 19th save of the year for the Cubs. Carlos Hernandez picked up his third save of the year for the Royals. Josh Winkowski picked up his third save of the year for the Red Sox. I mentioned I would talk about how this went down on the Kenley Jansen news. Jansen got one out in the ninth. Pivetta came in. He finished the ninth inning when Jansen left. The game was tied. Winkowski came in on the 10th after the Red Sox took the lead, got the save. So Pivetta got the win. Winkowski got the save. It's Winkowski's third save, so it sounds like he might be the man there. But just keep an eye on the situation. It could be fluid for a bit in Boston. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on PitcherList.com for more information about all things relief, pitching. All right, before we take a look at Thursday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitchList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. DFS, there's a four-game early slate and a five-game main slate. Let's talk five-game main slate for you. Some of the bats I'm looking at, Chicago Cubs versus the Pittsburgh Pirates bullpen. That should be a fun one. I like the Oakland Athletics for Schultons. Very affordable stack there. And then the Arizona Diamondbacks versus the lefty Williamson of Cincinnati. Love the D-backs in that one. Should be a fun one for sure. Pitching-wise, if you want to be different, I like the idea of Pablo Lopez versus Texas. They strike out 24% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting about 250. Like a 165 ISO. We know Texas's offense is outstanding. Pablo Lopez, especially in DK points, over 20 points in five straight starts. He has been an electric factory. The earned runs have been low. The strikeouts have been high. He has seven or more Ks in four of his last five starts. Lopez could be a very stinky play in tournaments. And then Ken Waldichuk is $5,300 versus the White Sox, a team striking out, like I said earlier, on the underdog, nearly 29% of the time versus lefties over the last month. So give me all the Ken Waldichuk you can handle. Some things I'm looking forward to, some rocky pitching matchups on Thursday, so nothing too crazy, but I am looking forward to Ryan Pepiot taking on Gavin Williams, Dodgers Guardians on this one. Williams has been outstanding this season, especially of late. Pepiot has been back up since his injury and a little stint in the minors. Pitching some long relief has been great. He slid into the rotation on Thursday, taking Tony Gonsolin's spot. Really cool stuff to see here from Pepiot and Williams. And then in the evening, Texas, Minnesota, Haney Lopez. Haney's a wild card. He can be great and strike out everybody. He could also get lit up. And then Lopez, see if he can continue this amazing run versus one of the best offenses in baseball in the Texas Rangers. So really looking forward to seeing how that plays out. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out of here, pitcherlist.com. I know you guys check it out because you're here. You're paying attention to this podcast. But go check them out if you don't already. All the free content, the written content, the podcast, and much, much more outstanding stuff from Nick Pollock and the gang at pitcherlist.com. And when you realize how much you like that, go check out PL Plus, PL Pro. Become a member. You won't regret it. You get in the awesome Discord, plus more awesome content, and you're first in line for everything new that's coming down the pipeline at pitcherlist.com. You can even help develop it. Well, I wouldn't say develop it, but help give your insights and how you want to make it bigger and better between PL Plus and PL Pro. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode in the books. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Thursday and preview Friday's action on the diamond. But for now, this was your First Pitch Podcast, Thursday, August 24th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList and help support what we do by joining our Discord with Pitcher List Plus at pitcherlist.com/plus.